Good morning. I'm Greg Barman in Denver. Federal investigators are looking into several suspected problems in the search for the cause of Sunday's crash of Continental Airlines Flight 1713 at Stapleton Airport. Three survivors of the crash have described a buildup of ice on the wings, despite a de-icing routine described by the airline. There was confusion between the control tower and the plane on whether it was being de-iced or ready for takeoff. And investigators are also looking at the limited experience of the flight crew. With us live on the line to talk about the investigation is Jim Burnett, chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board. Good morning, Mr. Burnett.
Good morning.
And thank you for joining us. How can you determine if icing was a problem?
Well, that is a very complex process. First, we have to determine whether there were weather conditions that were conducive to icing. Secondly, we have to determine whether or not there was an aircraft exposure sufficient to have that opportunity. We also have to, of course, look at it in context of other possible problems to see whether there's another explanation for what happened. So really you get into the process here of slowly eliminating possible scenarios.
What has been eliminated so far?
Well, really nothing, because we're not in the the investigation right now collects pieces of evidence. We're not in the analytical stage. That analysis will begin the eliminating of possible causes after we have assembled all the facts, rather than beginning when we have very few facts.
Mm-hmm. Now, about an hour ago, a man who said he was a Continental Airlines pilot called us here at the radio station, and his question was, and I may be simplifying this a little bit, could a wind vortex from another plane have affected Continental Flight 1713?
Well, wake turbulence is something that is considered in aviation accident investigations, and of course we will collect determine the positions of other planes that may have been in the vicinity at the time of this aircraft's liftoff. And that then has to be correlated with weather conditions, because wake turbulence is affected by the air environment.
Is there a special focus on this, or is this just something that is routinely looked at?
Oh, that's something that's routinely looked at.
Mm-hmm. I'm told there's a computer simulation being done of the crash. What can that tell you that witnesses, survivors, and data tapes cannot?
Well, there's no computer simulation being done at this time. We have done computer simulations of accident scenarios in our Washington lab, but of course we have to have enough information to be able to do that, and it has to be usually in the form of aircraft performance data. Right now we don't have the information to begin that process. Hopefully we'll get some information from the flight data recorder that will be helpful, but whether or not a computer simulation will be done is a question that we couldn't answer at this time.
Some questions have been raised regarding the experience of the crew. Have you seen any patterns in air crashes relating to the experience of crew members?
Our task right now is try to collect the facts, not to try to analyze patterns. We are refraining from doing that at this time. I can report, of course, on the level of experience of the crew. We have both crew members took their present positions as of last month. The first officer had only made the one trip as a DC-9 pilot. He had some experience as flying commuter-type aircraft for Rio Airlines. Captain had a great deal of experience, 12,000 hours of flight experience, a lot of it flying for the Navy, and actually was an instructor for carrier-based aircraft for the Navy Reserve. But he had only on October the 28th qualified as a DC-9 captain for Continental, and had only a total of 198 hours in the DC-9 and only 33 hours as captain.
But no conclusions are being drawn at this point. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay. Mr. Burnett, thank you very much for your time and appearing with us on Morning Edition.
Okay, thank you.
Jim Burnett is chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board, investigating the crash of Continental Flight 1713.